What are you on? You fed me, Mary. It's like what happens when we give you a dessert.
I was just going to say, that's where your daughter gets it from.
I know.
From you.
She's my mini-me. I was going to say, I'm her mini-me, but no.
No.
It's the other way around.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Hello, and welcome to the Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Aaron Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plate full of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community.
So what do you consider a short-term student versus a long-term student? Well, Aaron and I talked about it during this episode, and I think we're still a little unsure, actually, for the actual time frame. I defined it in the episode of anywhere less than 6 months. But even after we recorded the episode, Aaron realized she had a student for only one semester. So what is that? 3 months or less? Was that a short-term student? So maybe we should define it more like their reasons for studying abroad. So perhaps they're only here short term for vacation purposes, using learning English as a means to study and have a bit of fun along the way. So then maybe long term learning English means that they're here to complete their schooling for academic reasons. Any way you look at it, hosting short-term students versus long-term students can be very different experiences. And in this episode, we go toe-to-toe of the pros and cons of hosting long-term students versus short-term students. I've always said that I've hosted short-term students. So the longest we've ever had was 6 months, but usually they last about a month or so. And Aaron typically hosts long-term students. So they're here with her for a year or two. And so that's where we take our point of view from. How about you? Have you hosted both? What's your take on this battle? Let us know why you choose longer or shorter stay students. Email us at homestaykitchen@gmail.com or drop us a comment on Instagram. That's where you'll find us. So let the battle begin. Short-term students versus long-term students.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Mary.
How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous.
Oh, wow. You even had like the hand going up thing, like the whoop, whoop.
Well, the whoop, whoop. Well, it's partly a scar, but yeah.
Oh, yes. Your hand claw.
I can't straighten it. So it's actually just how my hand is, Mary. Thank you for noticing. Thank you for noticing that my hand is just naturally woo woo, toot toot, chababa, woo woo.
It just looks like you were going for it.
I know. I just can't straighten it.
You just can't straighten your hand right now. You have a hand injury.
I know. It's wonderful. It does look fabulous. Thank you for noticing. Speaking of noticing things, Mary, let's give a shout out to France.
That's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were going woo woo to France. Because apparently we have a lot of listeners in France. Hi, France.
Hi, France. We're so happy to have you listening.
We're just a little, I was going to say perturbed. That's not the word.
No, it's not. We're just a little.
Confused?
No, we're very welcoming.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Welcome
to the show. It's just that neither of us have hosted French students. So we're just wondering, who's listening in France?
We're so curious. We're very curious.
Let us know. Say hi. Drop us an email. Or I'm on Instagram a lot, so you can find the Homestay Kitchen there.
We just want to know who you are so we can say hello. Because right now we're just saying hello to the whole country of France. Hello and welcome to the show. Welcome to our kitchen.
Welcome, France.
Welcome, France. We love
you. Welcome to my kitchen, yes.
I've been there. I enjoyed your chocolate croissants.
That's true. I have traveled to Paris.
Oh, and Nice, too.
Oh, yeah. You've been to Nice?
Paris and Nice. Yes, and every day I ask for a pain de chocolat. I said, je voudrais acheter un pain de chocolat, s'il vous plaît. In really horrible French, but I tried. I really tried.
Yeah. In our bad Canadian French, we're really sorry.
We're France, so sorry. And as a Canadian, you know we apologize really well.
Yeah. We just have our Canadian French.
Mm-hmm.
So we try.
Which they appreciated.
Yeah.
I miss all the Canadian flag on my backpack. And then directed me to my hotel. You're so nice and polite. Thank you. Thank you for your chocolate croissants.
So one day, I would like to host a French student. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
Come stay with Mary.
be one of my short-term students. I love having short-term students. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Short-term versus long-term. It's like the Mary versus Aaron episode.
Okay, here I am. I got my standoff position. Did you see how I immediately squared my legs to my shoulders? I got into it. Like, you won't push me over, Mary. I can take you on. It's the Chan versus the Eastman.
Wow.
I know.
She's competitive.
I'm so competitive. I went into my competitive stance and was it intimidating?
It was a little because you were like, girl, you were like in front of a bear. You know how you have to be bigger?
I became mama bear.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you did. You had the 5-star point, hands out, feet out. Yeah, I'm ready for this challenge.
You were either a cougar or a bear, and I was going to like protect my youngins, my long-term students behind me. Girls, I got your back against these short-terms. That's exactly what happened. Long-term versus short-term. I gotcha. I've got my list. Let's go.
Okay. First pro for short-term.
All right.
Especially if you are new to hosting.
Okay. I gotcha.
It's a great way to just dip your toe into hosting and trying it out.
Agreed. I did do that.
See? Uh-huh. Bing, bing.
Bing, bing.
One for me.
Well, okay, fair.
And we're doing points and we're being that competitive.
Okay, bing, bing, bing. Fair. But having done it and having ding, 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 liked it. Having agreed to that, it did launch me into hosting long-term, having liked hosting my short-term students. Now, what qualifies as short-term, Mary? You have to qualify it because I hosted for 6 to 9 weeks. Is that considered
short-term? That's still short-term. I would say like 6 months and under.
All right, all right.
I know 6 months still sounds long.
Long-term.
But okay. 6 months or younger.
If it doesn't work out. Yeah, it's a good way to dip your toe. Agree.
Yes. So actually, that leads me to point number two you just mentioned. If it doesn't work out. Okay. That is also another pro. A second thing. If the connection is not great, they're not staying long anyway. So you can just say bye-bye.
Okay. I do have that on my con list for long term. If it doesn't work out, things could be awkward. Yeah. You'd have to like ring up your coordinator and make a change. Having said that, it's never happened to me.
That's true. You've been really lucky so far.
I've been lucky. But yeah, if things don't work out, that could feel awkward. But having said that, you know what? Things don't always work out and you don't have to live with it. And sometimes it's an issue that isn't really your issue. Maybe it's something because the student's not living within the parameters of the program, right? So they're not following the rules or the boundaries. And
exactly.
So there are processes you would go through.
That's true. And it's the same with the short term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they're only here for like a weekend or something. Most places have a 2-week trial period. And if it doesn't work out, then they can just move along anyway.
But if it wasn't actually a good fit and they were supposed to be there for like, say, 1 or 2 years, like, yes, that could feel kind of awkward for you.
Both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you want to be happy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But on the same point of that, then I guess one of my cons for having a short term is that if you do have a really great connection, they have to leave so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that terrible, Mary, when you have a short-term student? You know, that's one of my pros. Yeah, one of the pros for long-terms. You really, really, really get to know one another and you do get that deep connection and they become a member of your family. And isn't it great right now that I have long-term students and they are like having a daughter and a sister and I have them for 1 year or 2 years.
Still seems like a long time.
And I get to have them for like Christmases and birthdays and all the things our families don't get to have them for. We get them. When they're mine, I get them and they get to come back and it's wonderful. And we get to like revisit like, oh, remember last year when we went to Parksville? We're doing it again. It's wonderful.
You do get that, like a little bit of like a tradition for like year after year.
We get to establish our tradition.
Yes.
And I don't have to retrain them.
That was actually one of the cons that I didn't write down, but I was thinking about the whole time you were talking about that. Is that I always have to go through the process of introducing new students to my house.
Yeah. And you know what a pro is of a long-term student? I host 2 at a time. There's another long-term student to help me with that.
That's true.
To help them on the first day of the bus. Like, oh, they know they've been with me for a long time and they can help their homestay sister out. It's a pro.
Lucky you. I only have one room, so I can't really accommodate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess the other con to that of having to introduce somebody into the house all the time, well, not all the time, whenever you get a new student, is that
you have to clean a lot, don't you? And a lot of laundry. All that bedding. And if you have to do the welcome package with a little gift, you're buying more of those things, aren't you?
And goodbye gifts. Mm-hmm. I use a lot more brain power trying to figure out goodbye gifts. Thing. The special thing that I want to give them.
Never mind the emotional, like, heart wrenching. You have to hug a lot more people at the airport, which, by the way, is a con for me when I have to give them back. I don't want to give them back. Our airport goodbyes are very long and prolonged. Like, I don't want to give them back. And, like, it is really, really, really difficult when I do. Let me just say, like, I think I shared on a past episode, the picture of me in the suitcase. Take me with you, please. You can't go. It's really difficult. And, like, to give them, like, just know if I give you back your daughter, like, it's an act of love. I will give them back. I know. I promise to give them back.
You kind of legally have to give them back.
I legally will. Too. But we have had, actually, now that you think about it, that legal thing. Yeah, one of my last students, we did have the conversation of like, so what would Canada do if you
did you really?
She brought it up.
Oh, okay.
What would they actually do? And she was kind of jokingly, but she was like, you know, I've kind of said to my mom, like, what happened? Like, would they come pound on the door right away to come get me? It's like, sweetie, I love you really, really, really do. But, you know, like, I did promise to take you.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, no, it was just speaking to that the deep connection does go both ways.
Technically, if she turns 19, if you wait long enough, then she's an adult and she can make her own decision.
Anyway, just to be clear, I follow through on my job. I will give your children back if you send them to my house. Just know that I really love them. But yeah, the airport goodbyes are very prolonged, and because my children also love them, they need that extra.
Yes. Fun. Yeah. At first, I was going to say that's just more you, Erin, because my airport goodbyes aren't usually that long.
Mary, that's just you.
I know.
No, my children love them too. And then my parents come as well. Like, everybody comes to say goodbye. Yeah, no, we really love them.
Yeah.
My son cried too, Mary. Well, I know this is making you feel uncomfortable, but yeah, they all cry.
So much emotion, you guys. I just love my students by like feeding them. That's all I can do. Mary, I feed them.
I show your emotion.
I make sure they're warm and cozy, and that's the extent of it. I hug them.
I know you do, Mary.
I hug them goodbye now.
I know you do. But I think for us as well, because we have that really deep connection, and oftentimes, like, we will have established even a connection with the parents. What's wonderful is in many instances, they've offered us somewhere to come and stay if we were to travel to their home country, which would be, I think, a pro to be able to open up that world to our own children. If we were, say, to ever go to Italy or ever go to Spain or that Japan, somewhere to stay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say with the amount of students I've had, I maybe would go see 50% of them. Like, the connections don't always blossom into this loving, like, a family member type thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, some of my students, because they've only been around for like 2 weeks, or maybe they're here for 3 weeks. And yes, we had a really great time together, and we may still message a little bit here and there, but yeah, we don't get that like deep downward spiral of falling into the family like you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is primarily why we're hosting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For us, like, well, that is our motivation is to open up that world and to, like, I've spoken to it. Like, when I grew up, I had that experience of my family. We hosted a Japanese student, Harumi, and I had that experience of going through grade 11, grade 12, and the first year of college together with Harumi. And so
that's what you want for your kids.
That's what I want for my own children, right? And so that's like our motivation and why we host long term. And what I want to kind of pass along is that great big international relationship and the whole international, we are hosting girls, international sisterhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know with short term students, usually it's, yes, you can still have that connection and you're bringing the world to you, but you can even go, like, I haven't done this, but there have been some placements where it can just be a weekend. Yeah. And it would just feel like having guests in your house, and you can show them all the touristy things and do it quick. They're in, they're out, and it doesn't really mess up with your schedule. Mm-hmm. That would be a pro of a short term. If you really just want like a quick dose of that world coming to your doorstep.
And having said that, we did have that experience with our German family who came, and we just experienced her family for 4 days. And we had that great experience and that deep connection with just her family for 4 days. So I don't dispute that. You could even if you could even just do that deep dive for a short-term experience, I bet you could have a really good connection that could be lasting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've had a month-long student, so only 4 weeks, where my daughter just didn't want to give her up. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to leave. So mm-hmm. we might go visit her when we go to Japan, right? So, yeah. We still have those connections. I just don't think not as... But you don't host as many students. I was going to say not as many. However, you don't host as many students. So, like, I guess it averages out to be about the same.
Maybe.
Never did the stat on that one.
How many students I've hosted versus you over the years?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something that I lightly touched on with having like short-term students, just the quick, deep dive into the world coming to your doorstep. The other pro was that if you're a busy person, then you can have students based on your schedule.
Isn't that nice?
It is kind of nice, actually.
You can just schedule it in.
I can schedule
like a haircut. You can schedule in a student... schedule in a student, say, hey, I've got some time here, and you could even like have a look around about what you want to do and kind of plan maybe what's going on. And
yeah, there were some families who were like, I only want to host during the summertime because they might be a teacher mm-hmm. or they've got kids, and so they don't want to disrupt their normal day-to-day schedule. But in the summer, everybody's off, and so they want to go exploring, and they don't have that excuse to go out and do the things, right? In the mm-hmm. city, like the events, the tourist things, going out for family hikes and things like that. But when you have a student in your home, not that you're forced to, but you're given more opportunities to go and do all that exploration. And it's the summertime. So there's more daylight and there's more time for exploring.
It's like giving yourself permission to, right? She's like, oh, no, we have to do this because... we need to. It's we have to do it to enrich their experience. But mm-hmm. hey, the trickle down benefits are it enriches our experience and our family as well. And isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other part of scheduling it in.
It's not a C-section, people.
No. it's just that like when I've had it mentioned a few times, like John would just say, I need a break.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. When do you know that it's time to take a break? Because we talk about just keep going, the Mary Chan mantra.
Yeah.
Just keep going. When do you know to just stop and take a break?
When you just feel like overwhelmed that you're always go, 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 do, do, do. Because like you said, when we have a student in the house, you feel like you should take that opportunity to go out and do things mm-hmm. and see things and not mm-hmm. just sit around
the
house.
When you're feeling capped, when you're just like, oh my God, I need a breath. And I just, if I have to go out one more time, or I just need some me time, or I just don't, there isn't any more of me to give.
It doesn't really hit that far, but just like.
Before you feel like you're going to snap, Mary, like, what? When do you take a break?
Well, one of the things we usually take a break on is, say, now that we have Kira, mm-hmm. she has summer break and she has winter break. Mm-hmm. Then that's when John would like to take that time for ourselves. It's just the three of us as a family.
Yeah.
And so we actually will say to the agencies that we don't want to host a student during Christmas or summer, which is actually sometimes their high season for short term. And they need to find families. I'm like, that's what mm-hmm. we want for us, for a family. We want that time to reconnect. And so we don't host during that time of the year.
Fair. Yeah, this past year, we took a break over the summer.
Yeah, right. See?
Right. So it was our kids' summer break and we didn't end up taking any students. The situation where we had to say goodbye to 4 students. And that was really, really, really hard.
Wow, 4 students is a lot.
I think there were 4. There may have been more.
Yeah.
But we had our 2 students and then my mom's 2 students. So I think there were 4. If there might have been 1 more in there. But it was just really good. Like the airport goodbyes, like it was just really hard emotionally. And for my kids, just really hard.
Yeah.
Really tough. And I didn't want to have to put them through that again.
Yeah.
See, that's for a short-term student.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like this fall. like we were welcoming two new students, right? So we need time to grieve.
Yeah, you
actually,
do.
Actually, we just needed that time. I couldn't put them through that again. So I did take that break. And yeah. We had never had a break since starting hosting.
See, that's when you'll know. Mm-hmm. You know when you need to take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm actually emailing them and saying, I'm ready for a student. And they're telling me they actually don't have any. So I'm like,
oh. Send Mary a student. France, come on.
France, come to my house.
But yeah, no, it's that would be great because you would eat so well here.
But everybody has to be on the same page though, right? Like I was saying to John, hey, like I'm going to reach out and see if we can get a student. And he's like, well, how long are they going to stay? Because Christmas break is coming.
Okay.
It should only be a student who will be here until Christmas because then we go to Vancouver and then da-da-da-da-da, right?
Fair, but let me just point out that sometimes students want to go home for Christmas.
But not the short-term ones don't usually.
Oh, well,
The okay. short-term ones
And you don't feel good about
like
rehoming somebody for a short-term over Christmas?
I mean, they could. I've done it before.
Okay, well.
I mean, and like I said, I've taken students to Vancouver with us too, but we haven't had that situation happen to us since Kira was born. So that would be a whole new thing for us to navigate.
I still have the doggy beds.
Yeah. Remember that episode. So, yeah. But I guess all in all is what I'm saying is that it doesn't really matter if it's a long or short-term student. I think it's how it fits into your life.
Yes, I heard.
And scheduling that way into your life.
Okay, so are you saying that there's no winner as long as it works for... That's okay, Mary. I don't have to win everything. Like, I don't.
You win at life, Erin.
You know that I cheer for everybody equally.
Yes, that's true.
You've been to sporting things with me.
Yes. So that's basically all I'm saying.
We can be on different teams and I will cheer for your short-term team. As you heard me throughout this episode, cheering for like, yes, I do agree with your point and that's good.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Are you satisfied with that? Is that okay with you? Oh, that nobody
sweetie.
Wins?
Of course it is. Do you want to hug it out?
No.
You should see the look on your face right now. It was so instant.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Did you stomp your foot at the same time? I think you might have.
I snapped.
Okay, Mary, we can agree to not hug it out, but just know that I want to hug you.
I am agreeing to the fact that nobody wins in the long-term versus short-term situation.
Except the students. The students win.
Oh, that's true.
The students win, Mary.
Yeah. Okay.
Agreed.
As for the hosting, it doesn't matter. It's up to you. Okay. In the end, the student wins.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm happy with the student winning. Okay. I think that if anybody should win, it should be the students.
Okay. I love it.
Woo woo.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop. Thanks, Erin.
Bye, Mary.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Erin Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Erin Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.